did you hear back?
Yeah, you know, the quiz was designed for really two reasons. I had kind of two purposes for the quiz. One was to crystallize people's viewpoints on these issues. The quiz was multiple choice, so I guess you could have Christmas treated it if you wanted to, but it wouldn't have done you very good. The idea was to present a kind of a viewpoint of both extremes on the gun debate, which we know are represented so loudly, and then to also represent kind of a middle ground. And then the other point of the quiz, too, was to hopefully get people to see that there is a middle ground and that you don't have to belong to one extreme or the other. And in fact, I think most of us do not. I think most people fall somewhere in the middle. So the reaction to the quiz was really interesting. I had readers writing in, telling me how they scored, where they fell on the spectrum. I had people who said my liberal bias was showing through, and I had people who said my conservative bias was showing through. So I guess it was all kind of in how they read the quiz. But it was very interesting, and I think it provoked people to think about the issue a little bit.
What surprised you about it?
About the reaction? You know, some people, I think, were surprised by their answer and how they scored. You know, I had one guy who wrote to me who said he was an Army veteran, he was a gun owner, that he certainly believed in gun rights, but he actually scored a little bit higher up toward what I guess most people would consider the anti-gun viewpoint, although I don't really think there is a solid anti-gun viewpoint out there. But so, you know, I think some people were surprised by their own responses, and I liked that.
And take us through. So after you finished taking the quiz, you were one of three outcomes?
That's right. You were one of three outcomes, and you either scored on a number that set you toward, you know, lifetime NRA member, fan of Charlton Heston, but not for his acting. The other extreme being you'd rather live in a world where only soldiers and cops have guns. And then the middle being you know, you're in the middle and you're wishing kind of both of those sides would listen more.
Interesting. You had a number of responses from readers. One, Carol from Winter Haven, wrote in and said, quote, "We already ask more of teachers than we ask of any other human in the working world. Thinking back to my own teachers, I would be terrified if one of those sweet ladies were packing heat. Would the teachers have police training on top of their master's degrees and specialist certificates?" You actually shadowed a teacher for a day last year and wrote about it. Having that experience, what do you think about this discussion in terms of arming teachers?
You know, that reader points out a really important point, and that is the practical side of implementing a plan like that. I did shadow a teacher last month. I spent the entire day with her. We met before dawn at 5:30 in the morning. I went home with her after school. We spent hours together after school. And, you know, there isn't a lot of extra time in her day for firearms training. And I certainly wouldn't expect that we would arm teachers or administrators in our schools without giving them training. So, you know, the practical point of view there is a good one. And I think, you know, you can't dismiss that. How would you actually fit that in to a teacher's day? They're already going to a number of training workshops every quarter, every 9 weeks, just for things they have to do in the classroom. Adding security on top of their job, I think, would be quite a bit to ask.